The maker of agriculture products, Monsanto, plans to acquire commercial fruit and vegetable seed company, Seminis, Incorporated. The deal is worth $1.4 billion. NPR's Greg Allen has more.
Monsanto once was mostly known as a chemical company, but with the development of its Roundup Ready varieties of corn, soybeans, and cotton, Monsanto has become a leader in the development of genetically engineered crops. The company Monsanto is acquiring, Seminis, sells more than 3,500 varieties of fruit and vegetable seeds to growers around the world, but most of its breeding is done conventionally. Monsanto head Hugh Grant said in a conference call yesterday, it's that dominance in fruit and vegetable seed production that made Seminis an attractive acquisition.
Vegetable and fruit consumption and production has been growing steadily over the past decade, led largely by Asia. Of the other seeds outside of corn, soy, and cotton, vegetable seeds have the best prospect for consistent growth at high margins.
With this acquisition, Grant says Monsanto will now be the world's largest seller of seeds and genetically modified crops. But despite his enthusiasm, investors weren't impressed with the deal. Monsanto's stock fell more than 6% after yesterday's announcement, the largest decline in 10 months. Analysts say investors are skeptical that Seminis, with its conventional breeding methods, can match the strong profits Monsanto has seen from its biotech business. Grant conceded yesterday he didn't see much synergy in the deal. Seminis will continue to operate as it has in the past, he said, only now as a Monsanto subsidiary. Greg Allen, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.